Last of all, as the village lay halfway between the armies, the English planned to capture that first, and thus prevent the inhabitants from sending word to Washington about their plans. And so, not long after the leaf gatherers went gaily toward the woods, the English soldiers marched into the little village from the other direction and quickly made prisoners of all the people they could find. If they thought it was queer that the village had no children in it, they said nothing about it. General Washington knew nothing about the plans of the English, and the enemy might easily have succeeded in capturing him if a brave boy and girl, Joseph and Priscilla Harris, had not found out their plans in time and carried the news to the general. All afternoon, Joseph and Priscilla had a delightful time with the other children, cutting great branches from the trees, trimming them down, and tying them in bundles which could be carried in their arms, or balanced on their heads, or fastened on their backs, or tied on somewhere. And when at last they were ready to go home and were walking down the road, you could hardly believe they were children, unless you saw their bright eyes peeping out through the leaves. They looked exactly like some new kind of dwarf tree, out taking an airing, perhaps, before the winter winds robbed them of their pretty green dresses. About sunset, the other children said goodbye and hurried home. Of course, they were immediately shut up with their mothers by the English soldiers. But Joseph and Priscilla loitered along until it was quite late, for they knew that their mother had left that morning to make a visit in another town and would not be home for several days.